Greetings, car enthusiasts, and welcome to Auto Influence, your source for a unique take on current auto news.
Today on Auto Influence, we explore one of the more inventive steps being taken to make the average person more comfortable with autonomous vehicles. With autonomous driving representing the next quantum leap in terms of automotive technologies, it's easy to appreciate why it's the subject of so many headlines on a daily basis. From discussion of visionary collaborations and their aggressive timelines for integration, to the more somber side of things in the form of injuries and fatalities caused by failed testing, no one can claim surprise that such technologies are well on their way to realization. But in large, our anticipation is mixed with trepidation as we approach this paradigm shift in how we get from point A to point B. With most drivers yet to be sold on the idea of autonomy, automakers have their work cut out for them as they race towards this first lap of cultural acceptance. The challenge comes in determining which steps they must take to assure drivers that such technology is safe. And with that goal in mind, it's hard to argue that Jaguar Land Rover has taken one of the more inventive, if not surprising, approaches. An approach that leads through the disconcerting unknown of the quote, uncanny valley. For those unfamiliar with the term, the uncanny valley describes the common and unsettling feeling that people may experience when robotic creations incorporate human elements, albeit ones that are not entirely passable as human or convincingly realistic. It speaks to our hardwired and very human distrust of anything that challenges our definition of what it means to be alive. Recent advances in robotic technology, for example, have yielded automatons of incredible strength, agility, and dexterity. You might have seen videos of such creations in your social media news feeds, maybe depicting biped robots capable of running or flipping or opening doors or lifting immense weights. And while such technology is bound to generate fearfulness of a robot revolution against mankind, it comes nowhere near the discomfort we experience when artificial intelligence is combined with a physical simulation of humanity. By this we mean robotic creations given the appearance of a human, or features of a human. Maybe sporting a simulated flesh, these creations are programmed to simulate facial expressions, eye movement, and even signs of personality in order to express themselves. That said, JLR seems ready to challenge us out of our comfort zone with their newest autonomous prototype. A vehicle with cartoon-like simulations of human eyes as part of its front fascia. While this might sound like a joke, the intention is to create a form of shorthand communication by programming vehicles to make eye contact with pedestrians and other drivers. In the case of pedestrians, this will allow the vehicles to acknowledge them and communicate that the vehicle, will remain still, allowing the pedestrian to cross the road safely. It's second nature to glance at the driver of the approaching vehicle before stepping into the road, explains Pete Bennett, research manufacturer at Jaguar Land Rover's Future Mobility Division. Understanding how this translates in tomorrow's more automated world is important. We want to know if it's beneficial to provide humans with information about a vehicle's intentions, or whether simply letting a pedestrian know it has been recognized is enough to improve confidence. According to the American Automobile Association, two-thirds of people interviewed said they'd feel less comfortable walking or cycling on roadways if those roadways are shared with autonomous vehicles. With this in mind, JLR is working with clinical psychologists to overcome that psychological barrier in the hopes of improving human confidence. But are these, quote, iPods the best possible solution? On one hand, there is an unnerving creepiness about a 2,000-plus-pound reject from Disney's Cars franchise with eyes silently signaling you to walk in front of it. On the other hand, the intention is a noble one, as the automaker aims to evolve existing methods of safety-centric communication for tomorrow's drivers and pedestrians. with over 500 test runs of the technology, it appears as though JLR plans to proceed with their research and development. Time will tell if this is merely a stepping stone in the creation of trust or a long-term solution. But either way, it seems clear that humanity will soon be prompted to cross that uncanny valley. Or maybe be driven over. This has been Auto Influence. Thanks for listening.